Okay, this is Perek Dalet in Hilchos Sheilo Fikadon. Continuing halacha is actually with responsibility of keeping eye on objects. Let's say a person gives an article, let's say a baseball card for someone else to watch for free, and it gets stolen or lost. He takes a shvuah, and he's exempt from paying. Right, so that's what the Torah says openly. Because using the Gilgal Shvuah system, when he takes the Shvuah, Shalot Pasha, that he says he wasn't negligent, Elo Shamar Kadar Hashem, rather he watched it the way it was supposed to be watched. The Lo Shalach Bo Yad of Achar Nigdav. Also, he never used it for personal use, and then after it was stolen. Those are the two stipulations. Shim Nigdav Achar Shalach Yad Pepikado and Chai Vakrisa. Because if it gets stolen after he makes personal use of it, then he'd be responsible for it if it gets lost or stolen. Halacha Be'ez. So just like the Torah exempts someone who watches something for free if it's stolen from them, so too, of course, for things that happen beyond his control. For instance, it got broken or captured or died. As long as he didn't use the thing for personal use. So, but he did use it for his personal use. That he'd be obligated even if it were destroyed out of his control. So what does that mean? What do you call it? Ketzat. So what does it mean that the ordinary way that Shomrim do? Ketzat derech Shomrim. Hakol fi ha-pikadon. Everything depends on what's being watched. Yesh pikadon derech shmaras on yichav eisa shark gona karos avanam. There are some things that you watch that you need to hide, like in wooden beams or stones. Yesh pikadon derech shmaras on yichav bechatzer. There's other things that you watch and keep in a courtyard. Kegon chavilos pishtan gedolos chiyotz behen. Like for instance, things that are like bundles of flax, for instance. And there are other things that you watch that are kept in the house, could go in similar talis, like clothing. And there are other things that you put inside like a cabinet and lock it, could go in big day meshi, like for instance, garments made out of things, silk clothing or garments made out, excuse me, or items made out of gold. Let's say a person who's watching an object puts it somewhere where it's inappropriate, and it's stolen or lost from there. I feel an enough, even if it's out of control. Sham could go and shenafa the lake up. For instance, let's say like a lit match fell in it, but and the whole house burned down. He's negligent, and therefore he must go ahead and pay. Even if he mixed up the thing he's watching with his own items, if it was supposed to be watched properly, putter, he's exempt. But if it's not an area that's built where that's good for keeping objects, so he can be careless with his own stuff, but he certainly can't be careless with things that belong to other people that he is watching. When it comes to silver coins and gold coins, they don't really have any type of regular shmirah, ela bekarka, only in the ground, burying them. And you put a tefach of dirt over them, or you hide them in a wall within a tefach of the ceiling. About lob emsa kosa, not in the middle of the wall. Shem yachmer ganavim sham v'gnivu, because maybe the robbers will go there. That's an obvious place for them to look. The afilu na'alem karoy b'seva. Even if you lock them appropriately in the cabinet, or hechvi osam makom shenah makira, or hit them somewhere normally someone normally wouldn't look. Lo margish bo harizah boshea, that's still considered negligent. V'chay v'sham, he's got to pay. Hor mixos mavinam. So some wise people thought shehu adin l'chol davar shemasa okal. They thought for any object that is considered light. And the ground will not destroy it quickly. That would include, for instance, slabs of silver. And of course, slabs of gold, and jewelry, where they're only the appropriate way to watch them is if they're buried in the ground. And Rambam tends to agree with this overall viewpoint. Sorry. Let's say a person gives money to his for someone else to watch Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashemashos Friday, between sunset and stars coming out. Inochai b'tshurach likbar osan amosi Shabbos. He doesn't have to actually go to the trouble of burying them until after Shabbos over. Minis acher amosi Shabbos. If he waited until after Motzi Shabbos, kedei l'kavar to bury them, but lo kavar didn't do that. And then minigdu b'nen. So let's say it was lost or disappeared out of his control. Chayiv, he's obligated to pay. But if he's a wise person, inochai b'tshiyeh acher shiabdo kedei l'kavar. He's if he's a chacham, he's not liable until he waits until after Abdullah to bury it. Only at that point, that's when he'd be liable. Let's say a person gave money to another person on his trip home to bring it home, or he gave him money from one place to another place. So they have to be bound in a special package, so to speak, and held in his hand, or tied around his waist, in front of him, until he gets home, and then bury them. If he didn't time up this way, I feel in that, and so even if it goes lost out of his control, he's got to pay because the initial act was done with negligence. There's an incident where one person gave money to watch to another person, and he hid it in a wall of reeds, and it was hidden in the thickness of the mechitza, and it was stolen from there. Even though it's considered a very high level of watching it, lean in Geneva for stealing, in a shmira, karoi, lean in age, but it's not considered a good watching for fire. Binyan, and in fact, he didn't follow the instructions to either bury in the ground or in that special place in the wall. Poshe, he was negligent. Anything that starts off with negligence and ends with things out of control, chayiv, he's obligated in. If a person entrusts, let's say, money or baseball cards to his friend, and the owner says to the watchman, give me my thing back. And the shomer says, I don't know where I put it. Because I know where I put this baseball card. I forgot where I buried it. Wait for me until I look for it and return it to you. At that moment, he's considered negligent. He must pay immediately. Anytime a person gives money to somebody else, whether it's baseball cards or money, that includes that it's being entrusted to his wife and kids and the people living in his house, as long as they're of age. But if he gave them over to, let's say, his 3-year-old to watch, or to his servants, whether they're young or old, or one of his other relatives, doesn't really live by him, doesn't eat off his table, and of course, if he gave it to someone else, then he's negligent, if it gets lost, he's got to pay. Unless the second watchman brought proof that he wasn't negligent. There's an incident once where someone gave money to watch to someone else, and the shomer gave it to his mother. She hid it, but she didn't bury them. It was stolen. Said, the shomer doesn't have to pay because he gave it to his mother. Because when the guy gave it to the person to watch, he's including the people living in his house. Right, and even though he never said tell his mother that the money was not his, for instance, what specifically was going on. But even more so, he could claim she would have cared for it even more carefully if she knew it was his money. The mother doesn't have to pay because he never said to her it is security, it's being trusted. Said, the watchman should make a shvuah, that this money is what he gave to his mother. And the mother must swear that she hid it, and it was stolen, and both of them are halacha test, bring us to the end of the parak. Therefore, we learn from this that a shomer who gives over the object for his wife or kids to watch, or the members of his household to watch, but Dion Chupikadon told them that it was supposed to be watched, and they didn't watch it appropriately. They are obligated to pay the Baal Pikadon to the owner of the entrusted object, but the shomer, meaning the owner of the house, is pater, because he's allowed to rely on his wife and kids. So there was a story one, so there was a story where a person entrusted stuff you make, barley stuff that you make beer with, by someone else, and the shomer had a different set of hops. And he said to his servant or person who, that works with him, take from this hops and put it into the beer. But then the shamish used the wrong shush. He used the shush that was supposed to be watched. The shamish is off the hook. He didn't say, take from these and not take from these. It's as if the shamish thought he was merely recommending one, but not insisting on that one. So the owner's pater, Shari Amar Lok, is that the Mizah Ashleich? Take it from this one. He only has to pay for that which he benefited from it. That's why if the beer turned to vinegar, Pacham Lisham doesn't have to pay. Nonetheless, the shomer must make a shvuah. Shekach Yira, that this happened. That ends Parak Dalad. We'll continue with Parak Hey next time.